This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the USEA's official podcast. I'm Chris Stafford, and on this week's episode, we're going to be profiling some of the winners from the Galway event this past weekend on the West Coast. Later on in the programme, we'll be hearing from Jory McCaig, who won the senior training rider division with Demanding Day. And Jory has an interesting story to tell because this is her only event horse and she works mainly in the Western world. Megan Trainham will tell us about her win with Lord Lombardi in the Open Intermediate. But we begin with Sarah Braun, whose crowning event won the Open Preliminary division. Well, Sarah, welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
Well, good to talk to you. I know we've spoken in the past when you won the Groom's Award there a few years ago, but this time we want to talk all about your win in the Open Prelim there. And this was on a pony called Crowning Event. First of all, congratulations. Tell us what this means to you.
Thank you so much. It actually means a lot. I've been out of the eventing scene for almost a year now. A couple of my horses, this one in particular, got sick last spring. And so this was his first event back in about a year, and he just came out like a rock star. So I'm over the moon about him.
How did it go on the day, though? I mean, obviously you were happy with his preparation going into the event, were you? Was there any concerns you had about his fitness or his flat work? How were you feeling going into the event at Galway this weekend?
I was pretty confident. He right now is based at a facility called Trifecta Equine Athletic Center, and it has a underwater treadmill that he's been going on several times a week, and that has been a huge part of our success for this weekend. And we haven't had many lessons, but he felt pretty fit and was ready to rock it this weekend, so...
Did he deliver everything he promised?
Yeah, he actually exceeded my expectations. He is pretty consistent on the flat, but every now and then he can pull something and be a little naughty. So he was very steady in his dressage test, and he warmed up fantastic. And I was just super, super happy with him and how relaxed he felt. And he pleased me very well.
And in terms of his marks and his career marks, how did this one rate?
Pretty good. He was pretty consistent in his tests. For his walk, he usually doesn't score all that well, but he got his best score on his free walk. He sometimes doesn't really like to walk, so we got an 8 on that. So we were very excited about that.
Was it one of your top three tests with him?
I would say it was probably one of our top three tests. He was very consistent, which is very good for him.
Who do you train with then, Sarah?
Holly Bennett. I've been training with her for coming up on 6 years now, so she knows me really, really well, and it's been a huge part of my success and my riding.
What had you been doing with Crowning Event before this competition then? What was your winter like? And the season, how you came out of last season as well. I'm sure you don't call him Crowning Event, though. What do you call him in the barn, Sarah?
We call him Talon in the barn.
Tell us about the previous season and how you ended that and what you'd done with him before Galway.
Okay, yeah. So he actually had a tie-back surgery the fall of 2015. So he had all that winter off, and I brought him back for the spring season of 2016. And we ran two events, one a preliminary and one a CIC one star. And he went really well at those two events. And then we were headed up to the CCI one star at Twin Rivers, and he actually came down with shipping fever. So I wasn't able to compete him there. And then he had pretty much the whole spring and summer off recovering from that, and we just took it very slowly with him to make sure he was 100%, and then worked through the fall and winter on his fitness and training and conditioning, and he came out his first event almost a year pretty darn well for having all that time off.
How did you form this partnership with him? Tell us the backstory, Sarah.
Okay, well, my upper level mare I had went in to colic surgery at San Luis Rey Equine Hospital in March of 2014. And it was a pretty serious colic. And so she was at the hospital for quite a while. So I got to know the veterinarians, Dr. Corinne Potenza and Dr. Nick Huggins, pretty well. And once she went home, we continued to talk, and I kept bringing her in for maintenance routine sports medicine work. So I got to know them even more. And then they offered me to ride Talon if I was interested. So I took on that partnership the summer of 2014, and it kind of just went off from there. And then a year later, in the summer of 2015, they offered me another one of their horses they had on the East Coast, Shipwreck, who's a Swedish one-blood stallion, and he's awesome to ride too. And then late last summer, they had another mare. Her name's Ragazza. She hasn't evented, but she's done a bunch of dressage, and so I'm bringing her along as well.
Well, you've certainly formed a very good partnership there. Conveniently, I might add, though, Sarah, with having vets on your team as well, I'm sure that helps enormously.
I'm incredibly lucky and so grateful for Corinne and Nick and all that they have done for me over the years and all the opportunities they've offered me. And there's never going to be a way I can thank them enough for all that they've done.
So what's next for crowning event?
Oh boy, we're going to give the intermediate level a whirl in 2 weekends. So it'll be his first one and my first one in quite a while. So I think we're ready.
Hey, that's the kind of confidence we love to hear. You are ready. Yeah. Onwards and upwards to the next level and beyond, Sarah. Well, that's fantastic. And what about the other two horses you have? What are your plans with them?
So Shipwreck is going to go to Fresno as well, and he's going to do the CIC One Star and run a couple preliminaries and get his CCI One Star qualification, and then hopefully move up to intermediate with him this spring, early summer. So my fingers are crossed for that. And then this little mare, I'm hoping to be able to get her a novice and maybe end the year off at training level with her as well. So we'll see.
So a great stable there of three rides right now. So you're really back on the scene, as you say, having had a bit of a sabbatical there. What's your long-term goals then, Sarah? I mean, do you have a bucket? You're too young to have a bucket list, but what are your main goals and ambitions now at this point in your career?
Right now, I'm focused on just these three horses and my job I currently have, which is at this rehabilitation center, which is also owned by the veterinarians. So that's another thing they've offered me as well, with an awesome job here. So just focusing right now on the horses I have and my job. And as every equestrian's dream is to ride on a team one day, so maybe eventually I'll get there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the kind of ambition we like to hear. Just keep going till you find that right horse, and you never know where they will take you. Well, again, congratulations, Sarah, on winning the Open Prelim there in Galway last week, and the very best of luck with all three horses in the season ahead.
Thank you.
And our next guest is Megan Trainham, who with Lord Lombardi won the Open Intermediate Division. Megan, welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
Are you still celebrating? Was that a nice surprise?
Yeah, he's had a couple of days off, and I'm going to ride him today. And yeah, I think he's had a good break, and then we're going to head to the CIC at Fresno.
Right. Okay, well, tell us about this weekend then, in terms of your plans for the season and this ride. You've had him for what? This will be the third season. You got him from Christy Nunnick, didn't you? So we'll talk about how you got him in a minute. But first of all, tell us what your plans are, how this fitted into your season plans overall, Megan.
Yeah, so I got him in 2014 from Christy Nunnick, and he had done one star and then a season of prelim with her. And then we purchased him late in the late season in 2014. And then I did 4 trainings, and then I started doing prelim. And then I qualified for the North American Junior Young Rider Championships in 2015. And then this past year, I moved up to intermediate. And I did a CCI 2-star at Galway Downs in November of last year. And then this year, I started off the season at Galway again with an intermediate. And then my next show is Fresnel County Horse Park, and I'm doing the CIC 2-star.
Go ahead.
What's that?
No, go ahead.
My ultimate goal is to, for the year, is to go to the East Coast and do a couple shows over there and Fairhill. Fairhill is my ultimate goal for the year.
That's the big goal for 2017, is it? Okay, well, tell us how you got the ride in the first place from Christy.
So he was for sale, and he wasn't really, no one really said he was for sale, but we heard from a couple people that he was coming up for sale, and then we went and tried him and bought him. So now I own him.
Right. So in terms of his partnership with you, then you've had a third place, didn't you, at Woodside last year?
So yeah.
And you had a second place the year before at Galway. So this would be a really good start to the season for you then, because last time you were there, you were a little bit further down the order. Let's talk about his training then and how that is improving to the point you were actually able to go out and have a win there at Galway this time.
Yeah, so it's definitely helped being with me and Derek more and having quite a few more lessons. And then I've also been riding with Richard Picken, and that's really improved our show jumping a lot. And I've been doing quite a lot of dressage. And then the show jumping is our strongest point right now. And then the dressage, there's always room to improve in the dressage. But definitely Richard Picken has really helped us with our show jumping and jumping clear. And now it's just time. We just have to work on time, making time.
That's always the game, isn't it? Getting it fine-tuned. Tell us about where you are then. You said you've moved closer to B and Derek DeGrazia, who you trained with. What's your situation then, Megan? How many horses do you have, and what do you do for a day job? Do the horses keep you busy full time?
It's a working student job, and I moved over there because B asked me if I wanted to come for a little bit, and I knew I'd probably be really stupid if I said no. So I went over there, and I love it there. It's so nice, and their horses are all so nice, and it's reasonable. I'm working hard, but at the same time, I don't feel like I'm being overworked to the point where I'm being burnt out at the end of the day. I feel like my training and my horse still is my number one priority. And then I don't feel like I'm getting put on the back burner.
Lord Lombardi would be one of how many rides that you have? How many do you own? Is he just your own?
He is my only horse right now.
Okay, so
he's my only one.
Right, so you do him, and then how many horses would you ride a day?
One or two at B and Derek's. Normally him and then this other horse. And then sometimes I've been going over to ride, because Lauren Billy's works in that same area, just a couple minutes down the road. So she has some horses that I have the opportunity to ride too.
Right, so in terms of his plans now, then, you said you've got Fresno coming up, and you'd be competing him how many times a month over the summer leading up to Fairhill? What's the strategy look like, Megan?
So I'm doing the CIC at Fresno, and then I'm going to do the March twin, just the intermediate, and then I see I'm tossing back the idea of doing the CCI at twin. And then I'll do a Woodside in May, and then go to Montana and do, if I get selected, do the CIC Junior Young Rider Championships, and then do a little intermediate in between that and Fairhill.
Right, because the Young Riders is going to be back at Kalispell at Rebecca Farm this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right,
yes.
So that's a much more convenient trip for you than going over to Kentucky.
I know, yeah.
So in terms of your long-term ambitions, then, and it's nice to have one horse, you can focus on one horse and give him your undivided attention and then have the benefit of training on other horses as well. But what would be your career ambitions then, Megan? Where are you in terms of your long-term goals?
I really hope he's the horse that can like fulfill these, but my long-term goal would be Rolex and like all the four stars and then the Olympics.
We love to hear ambition here.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He is 9. His birthday is today. He just turned 9 today.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Lord Lombardi then, turning 9 today after that win at Galway Downs. Well, the very best of luck with him and your partnership with him, and I hope you do fulfill all those wonderful ambitions, Megan. Thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thank you so much.
And our final guest is Jory McCraig, who, together with Demanding Day, won the Senior Training Rider Division. Hi, Jory. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Congratulations on that win with Demanding Day at Galway. That must have been a very satisfying start to the season.
Thank you. Yeah, it was awesome. It feels great.
And this is not the first time you've won there. You have a habit of winning there in the spring, don't you, at Galway Downs?
Yeah, I took first place back in May as well.
Yeah. So this is something that obviously is your local event. You're at Riverside, aren't you, in California? So you probably go to Galway Downs quite often and all the usual events there, Copper Meadows and Twin Rivers and so on. But you have a very good record at Galway Downs, and probably Demanding Day knows his way around that track, doesn't he now?
Yeah. Galway is definitely the closest facility to my house that does eventing and cross country and everything. Copper's the next closest, but it's still kind of hard to get out there, and it's expensive to stay out there and stuff. So Galway is usually the easiest, and it goes the smoothest for me there because I live close.
So how did this result compare in terms of the scores that you know your dressage and your consistency over the three disciplines then, Jory? How did this compare with what you've done at Galway in the past?
Well, me and my horse usually do pretty well with dressage. This score that I got this past weekend is the best score I've ever gotten on him. I got a 27.9. We've scored in the 20s a couple times, but a little bit higher, and I was just really excited with that score. It's the best we've ever done, but we do tend to do well in dressage. Show jumping is definitely our weakest point. We have a habit of knocking rails down. So my trainer has tried to help me clean up my dressage, so I kind of have a little bit more cushion room for if my horse pulls a rail, which is actually exactly what happened this past weekend. Is we got a fantastic dressage score. We pulled one rail in show jump, but we were still able to hold first place because I was so far ahead. And cross country, we've never really had any issues on cross country. He's really solid out there. He's just a machine out on the cross country. So, I mean, it was pretty typical. Our weekend was, usually how it goes. We do well in dressage, so-so in show jump, and cross country, he just rocks it. So,
tell us about your situation there. Then, obviously, you've graduated, have you? What are you full time with horses? Tell us about your current status.
Yeah. Well, I actually ride and train Western horses. I work for a reining trainer in Riverside. So I ride horses all day, every day. Well, and I'm a groom and everything, but I don't do the eventing all the time. It's more Western. So eventing in the English is kind of more of like a hobby to me. And I have a lot to learn in that field. But yeah, I ride horses all day, every day.
Right. Well, tell us how you came about this ride then and got into eventing.
When I was young, well, I've actually done a lot of different disciplines. When I was younger and growing up, I did Pony Club and I did 4-H and I was on a drill team and I did open shows and stuff like that. I've worked for trainers on the quarter horse circuit and on the paint circuit. So I've kind of just done everything, but ever since I was in Pony Club, I just really got hooked when I got introduced to eventing and just the cross country part of it. I had a different pony a few years ago that I kind of started to get into it with, but he was only like 13.2, so he couldn't really go up to the levels I wanted to do. So I ended up selling him and getting my thoroughbred Demanding Day. His barn name is Drake. And so ever since I got him and I started in Pony Club with him, he just did really well and I just had a ton of fun. So like I said, that's just kind of more of my hobby and my fun. I haven't been able to get in with an eventing trainer to work under them. I know a lot more people in the Western world, so I've worked for quite a few Western trainers and that's just kind of where I've ended up work-wise. But yeah, ever since Pony Club, I've just been hooked. It's just a blast. I love the cross country. It's so fun.
Well, you took him all the way up from beginner novice up to training. I wonder where next for him. How old is he now, Jory?
Drake is 10 years old. He just turned 10 this year.
Okay, so lots more to come then from him in eventing. And you said you don't train with anybody right now, but do you think this is something you would like to do more eventing? You call it, you know, your fun hobby at the moment because Western takes up so much of your time, but do you have, you know, any secret ambitions to do more in the sport and a lot more with him?
With my horse, yeah. I would like to move up, and the trainer that I'm working with right now, her name is Kate. She just told me after the show that I think it's about time to start working towards prelim with my horse, so I'd really like to continue up the levels with my horse. I honestly don't see myself doing it, you know, like full time, like riding eventing horses all day. I really prefer to ride Western horses, but my horse that I have now, Drake, he's just really, really special, and we have a strong connection, and you know, with the eventing and everything, I have a lot of fun on him, but I don't really see myself getting any other horses and doing it, but I would like to continue with him and get more serious and move up the levels and continue competing and everything. But like I said, I really like the horse I have now, so I'm sticking with that, but not really sure where I'm going to go after my horse's career is over.
Well, certainly you've got a great partnership there, and those kind of dressage scores are always very encouraging when you can get into the 20s consistently, and that must inspire you too. What is it about eventing that appeals to you so much then, in that you know, you enjoy it because you've got a good horse as well, but what are the challenges you find jumping from the Western saddle to the English saddle?
One thing that I really love about eventing is that you have to be versatile and you have to be able to adapt to whatever you're doing. You know, you go from being very neat and pretty and precise and you have the finesse and everything's just pretty and correct in the dressage ring. And then I love that when you go out on cross country, you kind of have to go balls to the walls. You kind of have to, you know, get confident and be bold and stuff like that. And you got to do what you got to do to get the job done. I know a lot of people that do barrel racing that they love the speed and the adrenaline and stuff like that. But that's all barrel racing is. I love that in eventing, you kind of have the speed, the adrenaline, the challenge. But you also have to come back and, you know, prove that you can do your homework and that you have a foundation on your horse when you go in to do the dressage and the show jump. You know, you have to have, you have to be correct for sure. So that's one thing that I really love about it, because I love the basics and the foundation of dressage. And I love, you know, how it's like a dance with your horse, but I'm also an adrenaline junkie. I love to get out there and jump and open my horse up on cross country. It's really fun. And I have a really versatile horse. He really can take to whatever I put in front of him. He tries his heart out for me. So it's just really fun watching him, you know, do all the different phases and how he can just change and adapt to whatever he needs to do.
Who have been the event riders then that you enjoy watching then, Jory, and that you would say would be your role models that have inspired you in the sport?
Honestly, I don't know a whole lot of people in this industry, but, you know, I've watched, you know, all the successful trainers like Tammy Smith and, you know, all the big names. I've watched them and I've watched them do well. So, I mean, it'd be really cool to do that one day, but I also, you know, I don't know a whole lot of people in the industry. I can say I really look up to my trainers. I train with Stacia and Kate. And Kate doesn't ride right now, but Stacia does. And, you know, it's cool watching her. She's been bringing up young horses and stuff like that. So, I mean, I definitely look up to them.
Well, for sure. And it's obviously working for you. Then you've got the inspiration and obviously the right pony to be going on to great things with him, and a wonderfully consistent form there already starting the season. So tell us about what the rest of the summer looks like for you with this partnership, Jory.
Well, I haven't really looked at the schedule to see what show I'm going to go to next, but I'm really hoping that the next event I go to, I'll be able to move up to prelims. And since the last two shows that I went to, we took first place, I kind of feel like I'm ready, you know, for a new challenge. So I'd really like to work towards that. I don't really want to go spend any more money or time at the level I'm at. So I'm not sure when my next event is, but, you know, it's going to be once I'm ready for a prelim.
Well, it sounds as if you can go upwards and onwards with this horse, and fabulously consistent, great results so far. And the very best of luck. I hope you manage to conquer that pesky little show jumping demon that keeps sitting on your shoulder. And you'll have some amazing scores if you leave the polls up as well, won't you?
Yes. The last show that I went to in May was actually the first time I had a double clear around in show jump. We didn't pull any rails, so that was really cool. This past show, I wasn't as fortunate. We weren't that lucky, but he only pulled one, so it wasn't too bad. But he's definitely improving, because a couple years back, we, you know, were pulling like 3 to 4 rails per round. So, I mean, we're definitely getting better, but I'm really hoping that improving my dressage will just kind of help and give me that cushion room right there. So if we do make a mistake, we have the room for it.
There you go. Well, that's obviously a winning formula for you so far. Again, congratulations on that win at Galway Downs. And good luck with Demanding Day with Jake then for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for coming on the program.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
And congratulations again to Sarah, Megan and Jory, and to all the other winners at Galway Downs this past weekend. That's it for this week's programme. Don't forget you can follow us on iTunes to download the latest podcast there to any podcast app. And to find out when the latest podcast is live, just follow us on social media. And be sure to check the website regularly for all the latest news, reports, articles, the omnibus, competition results, and the leaderboard. That's all at useventing.com. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.